This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولكم في القصاص حياة يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, it can be safely said that one of the greatest challenges that faces us in South Africa, across the spectrum and across the faith barrier, is that of crime. Crime is one of the most pressing and urgent matters in our country. Today, people don't feel safe in their own homes, despite elaborate security arrangements. People have alarms, people have burglar bars, and still they don't feel safe. Outside on the road, it's still the same. People fear being mugged all the time, and they can't walk safely on the streets. Never mind that, even sometimes elderly people who are supposed to be respected in all cultures, they have become victims of crime. And many a times we see this, that happens all the time. On another level, you have white collar crime. You have fraud, corruption that is taking places in government departments, in the corporate world. Fraud, people are defrauding one another in business, in transactions, in tenders, which is also part of crime. We cannot divorce it from crime. That is also part of crime. It lends this whole aspect of crime becoming more prevalent in our community and society. Then another trend that has recently emerged is the abduction and the ransoming of wealthy Muslim businessmen, prominent businessmen. And they have been abducted, kidnapped, ransomed. Then you have the scourge that has become in the media recently of human trafficking. Ya Allah. Small children being taken away and kidnapped, and they have been trafficked for sinister purposes. And the situation goes on and on. And everyone will identify with it as a major problem. Hamari ya sabse bara almiya is mulk mein jaraim ka hai. Hifazati intizam ke bawajood, log gharon mein hai. اور سڑکوں پر اپنے آپ کو محفوظ نہیں سمجھتے. اس صورتحال سے ہم کیسے نمٹے ہیں؟ What do we do? ہم کیا کریں؟ What do we do? Now, of course, we know, we would say, and of course, if ever we have to say that if the South African, there has been many good things that have come out in the new South Africa, freedom, etc. But if there has been one failing, it has been the failing of the justice system, it has been the failure of the administration, of the government, to provide security for its citizens, which is the first responsibility of a justice system and of a government. And of course, sometimes we can make mention of it and say, we as Muslims firmly believe that Islam has given us the solution for each and everything. And of course, it's also clear because Allah Ta'ala is our creator. When He is our creator, He knows how human beings work. He knows how societies work. He knows how communities work. And as such, whatever system Allah puts in place, He is our creator. The way the manufacturer knows best with regard to its product, Allah knows human society. He knows individuals. He knows collective. He knows a society. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, for example, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِسَاسِ حَيَاتِ, that in the law of retaliation, there is safety of life for you. There is no law of retaliation. There is no safety of life for you. Islam has given very severe punishment for those who take to crime. وَالسَّارِقَ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقْتَوَ أَيْدِيَهُمَا, cut the hands of those who steal. Right? We all know this. Now, look at the benefit of this. In a lawless society like Arabia, prior to Islam, the Arabian Peninsula was more worse than our country. It was a lawless society. No one was safe. When Islam came, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, the barakah and the blessings and the prosperity of the Islamic way of life was such that in such a lawless society, a woman could travel from Iraq to Mecca and no one would harm her. This was when Islamic law was at its peak and Islamic law was being established. A woman could travel from Iraq to Mecca, no one would trouble her. No one would lift a finger at her. Now today we can't even walk around the corner without us worrying with regard to whether we are safe or not. This was the Islamic way of life. People will say, what's the difference? Well, in short, in Islamic way, you know, in Islam, the emphasis is on the protection of the community and society. Emphasis and priority is given to the community. Islamic qawaneen mein, ye jo hai, hamare jo puri samaj hai, uske upar zyada tawajjuh hai. Iske upar zyada tawajjuh hai. Allah Ta'ala gives more emphasis upon the rights of the community rather than the rights of the individual person. The Islamic penal law is such that Islam wants that no one's hand must be cut and there must be no crime. No murder must take place and no one must be killed in retaliation. Na qatl ho, na qisas ho. Islamic way of life is such, Islamic law is such, this is the emphasis. No one's hand must be cut and there must be no crime. No law of retaliation must take place and there must be no murder. But if there is going to be murder, then Islam says it is better that the murderer be punished then and the entire community and society remain safe. In our situation today, the murderer has got freedom. And in that particular regard, the whole community is living in fear. So there is human rights for the murderer. There is human rights for the criminal. There is no human rights for the community and the society. Islamic law gives greater emphasis to the rights of the community rather than the rights of the individual. And unfortunately, in today's time, we don't have like this. Even, for example, the jails, the terms that are given, many a times it is ineffective. Sometimes a minor criminal becomes a major one because in the jail he mixes with those people who are experts. So he gets more and more ideas. And then he brings those ideas after he is released. And of course, even with regard to jail terms, many a times it doesn't happen. We see a person committing crime and the next day he is free on the streets. Now all of that. So one is the aspect of what Islam has done in the penal justice system. Greater emphasis upon the rights of the community rather than the rights of the individual. Islamic qawaneen mein in jaraim ka sadd bab hai. Quran mein Allah Ta'ala ne qisas ko zindagi kaha hai. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِسَاسِ حَيَاتِ قِسَاس میں زندگی ہے. بہرحال یہ اس ملک میں ممکن نہیں ہے تو ہم کیا کر سکتے ہیں. Another aspect that is very important with regard to the Islamic system is not only about the justice system and the penal system. No. Islam is to create such an environment that is just. And in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you had that type of system. The entire community was just. The community had socio-economic justice. So the employer, he was compassionate to the employee. And the employee was dutiful to the employer. The poor did not covet the wealth of the rich. Wo tamanna nahi karte the jo kisi dusre ke maal ke upar. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala had said, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ. In the wealth of the wealthy, there is a right for the poor. So the wealthy used to look for ways to help the poor. So the poor never used to feel jealous about the wealth of the wealthy. Today, look at the gulf. Look at the gulf of the living standards between the wealthy and the poor. The wealthy will spend sometimes 300,000-400,000 rand, you know, on issues and pursuits. And the poor doesn't even have a loaf of bread. In Islamic law, the Islamic system was not only the penal system. Many a times we make this mistake. We say Islam has got the solution. And for us, the only solution is go and put the law of retaliation. That's not only the Islamic system. That is not only the Islamic solution. The Islamic solution was to create a socio-economic pattern that was just. Now that is, of course, we have that situation. Now we can talk about it. The elder of the matter is, we don't have that system. We have to strive towards that system to bring about socio-economic justice. All of that is on its place. However, Allah knows whether it will be achieved. Now, in the meanwhile, what do? We need to ponder over steps we as individuals, as well as community, can do. हम क्या कर सकते हैं? हम तो ऐसे तो नहीं कर सकते कि ये ऐसा ही रहे. हम कुछ ना करें. We can't take the situation that we're just going to sit and complain. We're going to accept being victims. We cannot just give up and say we're not going to do anything. This is a defeatist attitude. And something needs to be done with regard to it. If we don't do something about it, it's going to be a case of when rather than if. One day someone is going to be caught up, sometimes with tragic consequences, others with lesser consequences. It is so unfortunate. Really, I can't emphasize how unfortunate it is as our community. We got time to attack one another. We got time to score points over one another. We got time to do anything. But we cannot unite on an issue that is so critical and so relevant and affects every one of us. If we as our community do not unite now, agar hum is martaba, is bare mein kuch ittihad paida na kare, to fir aage jaakar ye jo hai na, usse barkar aur zyada kharab hoga. It will become even worse with regard to it. Now what do we do? Some of the things that we just say. First thing is, apne amal ka muhasaba kare. Introspect your deeds. The reason why I'm saying, because Allah in the Holy Quran, in an ayat, has specifically made mention of our amals and our deeds being the cause of insecurity. And where is this? Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made mention in the 14th surah of the Holy Quran. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. Allah gives you the example of a city that was peaceful. يَأْتِهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Used to get risk from all four corners. Allah Ta'ala aapko misal dete hai. Aise ek shahar ke baare mein, jo pura aman tha. Har taraf se risk aa raha hai. يَأْتِهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. انہوں نے ناشکری کی. They were ungrateful. فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. فَأَذَاكَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَوُونَ. Allah Ta'ala made and changed that city of peace and prosperity into one of poverty, into one of difficulty, in one of fear. Why? بِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَعُونَ. Because of people's doings. Allah Ta'ala ne aman ko badla khauf se. Kis wajah se? Logon ki kartoot ki wajah se. So the first thing is introspect our deeds. And it's important that we introspect our deeds to be able to say that is our deeds not causing the insecurity. The second thing is by become active in the community. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki tarah muashire mein aap sar garam rahi hai. Become active. You can't just say that I'm only going to be worried about myself. Main sirf apne aap ke jo hai na main hifazat karunga. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne yehi nahi kiya. I gave this example many a times. A very famous example. One day there was a loud noise in Madinah Munawwara. Ek khofnak kisam ke jo hai na awaz tha wo jo Madinah Munawwara mein. Log apne gharon se bahut khauf se jo hai na nikla. Wo nikalte rahe. They came out very difficulty out of their homes. Kya hua? What is this noise? What is the situation? Subhanallah, what a sight greeted them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on horseback. None other. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have told Sahaba, you go and find out what the noise is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went himself to go and investigate the noise. And he came back and told the people, oh people, go back in your home. Jao, wapas apne gharo mein chale jao. Go back. I have went into the house. I went to go and see where the noise is. There is nothing to fear about. This is a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that to worry about your community, your society, if there is a noise, if there is a crime, if there is something that is happening. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the forefront of addressing it. So if you want to follow the sunnah, this is also part of the sunnah. What are we doing with regard to worrying about our community and society? Everyone is only worried. I got the best security system. Let me lock myself up. If he hears a noise in the night, hasha wa kalla, if anyone will ever get up and say that, maybe my neighbor might be disturbed. Maybe he might be killed. Maybe he might be a victim of circumstances of robbery. No one thinks like that. Very seldom do we think like that. And brothers, today it will happen to someone else, tomorrow it might happen to you. If you don't take interest with regard to what is happening to someone else, then who is going to take an interest if it happens to you? If you don't take an interest over what is happening to someone else in the neighborhood, to ho sakta hai to kal tumhare saath ho. Aap kisi ki madad nahi karoge, to ho sakta hai ki kal tumhare saath aise hi ho. Then what are you going to do? Huh? So this is the second thing. Nabi Kareem said, third thing, let me also make mention. He who assists other people selflessly, Allah will come to his assistance. Wallahi fi auni al-ab ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. The third thing. If you help other people, Allah will help you. So you make it a point that you will take an interest in the community, in the society. What's happening? Who has been, if anyone has been robbed, try to come to his assistance. Try to see to it that no one gets robbed. This is our responsibility. We have to take back our streets. We have to create this type of situations. Otherwise, the matter will get worse. The fourth thing is, we know about our neighbors and neighborhoods. About our neighbors and our neighborhood. Islam places so much emphasis upon the neighborhood and on our neighbors. Mazala Jibril, yusini biljar hatta zanantu annahu sayuwarithu. O kama qal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jibreel emphasized the rights of neighbors so much. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam ne hamsayo ke hukuk ke bare mein itna taqeed ki, to main samjha, I thought that he is going to make the neighbors part of our inheritance. Main to ye samjha ke jo hai na hamsayo ke apne maal mein ek hissa denge, miras mein hissa muqarrar karenge hamsayo ke liye. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I thought, as it is, we got so much problems in our inheritance with our own family. You can imagine what would happen if there was a situation with regard to our neighborhoods and our neighbors. But this was, there's one hadith that I read today, subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if your neighbor asks you for permission to knock a peg into the wall, give him that permission. Give rights to your neighbors. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you are not a believer if you eat to your full and your neighbor is hungry. Ab musalman hi nahi, ab mu'min hi nahi. Now this is a situation. The least one can do is getting to know one's neighbors and one's neighborhood. And this is a most effective way and amongst the steps in combating crime. The consequences of not helping our neighbors and our community who are in difficulty is that it promotes each household to become insular and secluded from one another, therefore exacerbating the scourge of crime as it gives the criminal elements freedom to operate. If everyone only worries about themselves and everyone is secluded, then of course this is perfect for the criminal element. No one is worried about the other. Knowledge is power. In this particular regard, knowledge is power. The first thing one can do is to join neighborhood watches. There are certain forums and initiatives that have become essential for communities to start in order for them to take their streets back. You have WhatsApp groups on everything. You have WhatsApp group to make panchayat also. That you got. But you can't have a WhatsApp group in your own neighborhood to tell people about the goings in your community. Who is coming, who is not coming. Is there a suspicious person? There is something that happened on the street. Be aware with regard to it. And today the community police forums, they cry out. Despite the fact that it is such a pandemic, they cry out and they say that people don't assist. People don't cooperate. Ya Allah, if you're not going to cooperate now, when are you going to cooperate? If you're not going to unite now, when are you going to unite? If you can't unite on something so important, then whenever will you see the importance of unity? So this is a situation. We have become good at complaining about situations and extremely poor at getting involved and doing work. All the time we're worried about scoring points. You know, sometimes there's one humorous incident, let me make mention of it. Tells you how we sometimes do these things, and when we fight with one another, how it becomes harmful. So the husband and wife, they say one day was fighting. So they were not talking to one another. Now the husband had to catch a flight the next morning. Normally his wife used to wake him up. Now the wife is not speaking, now what must he do? So he wrote a note by his wife's bedside, I got to go to the airport early in the morning, wake me up at 4:30 in the morning. Not speaking, but left a note. Right? So the wife, what she did was, 4:30, she wrote a note, it is 4:30, get up. And she left it there. That person got up afterwards and he said, you didn't wake me up. He said, yeah, I woke you up. You see, when we fight, what happens? Everyone loses. It's humorous, but there's a lesson in there. Hum jab jhagda karenge na, to aise hi hoga. The whole community suffers. So this is a situation, you know, and of course we also know it's sunnah, and part of tawakkal, to take precaution. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tie the camel and then trust in Allah Ta'ala. First tie your camel, then trust in Allah Ta'ala. So make tawakkul. Together with tawakkul, also take necessary precaution. See that the doors of your house are locked. See you got proper security. See that the aspect, like for example, we know that there is an aspect of, you know, abduction of children. Never leave your children alone in public. Bachcho ko kabhi bhi public jagah par akela na chore. Thodi der ke liye bhi na chore. Don't leave them even for a moment. Even if they have to go to the bathroom, go with them. These are part of the, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, first tie your camel, then trust Allah. Someone came and asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, must we just leave our camel or must we first tie it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, tie your camel. So it is part of sunnah that we also make mention. And although people don't like to do this, but it does help in reporting crime. Because of course it comes part of the stats, and of course people who are working in that lobby, they can then, you know, put pressure upon this. And of course, very briefly, I'll just now conclude. If we need to eradicate crime, we also have to stay away from activities that encourage crime. Yes. If you want to stay away from crime, then stop buying stolen goods. If there is going to be a market for stolen goods, the criminal is going to steal more. If he doesn't find a market with regard to stolen goods, what is he going to do with those goods? So if you are serious in putting a stop to crime, then you also stop those activities that encourage crime. If you, someone comes and sell you something and you've got a doubt, stay away from it. He might have stolen it. You're going to buy stolen goods. He's going to become more brazen to go and get more stolen goods. So do this. If you want to be serious, then you also stay away from taking part in encouraging crime. And lastly, let us also make dua. Dua every day. Now it has become compulsory for us. Every time we are supposed to make dua, certain types of duas we must bring into our life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us about duas. اللهم إني أسألك خير المولج وخير المخرج بسم الله ولجنا وبسم الله خرجنا وعلى الله ربنا توكلنا. When you leave the house, maybe that is difficult. Everyone says inshallah when they leave the house from today, they're going to make this dua. بسم الله توكلت على الله. Inshallah. Every time you leave the house, you read with us. آيات الكرسي بسم الله توكلت على الله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. آيات الكرسي after every salah. And inshallah, if we do all of these things that we have made mention, we can make a difference. We can't take a defeatist attitude. Hum kuch nahi kar sakte. That is not the way. These are some of the things that I have made mention. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah give us a mubarak and blessed, you know, existence, one of safety and security, because that is the right of an individual in a community and society. May Allah make it happen inshallah with our efforts and our du'as. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.